Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The second of three feature reports today on the three finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition. Christian County's Michael and Jill Harton are in that trio. Michael with a thumbnail sketch of their activities.
We operate a small farm in Christian County, Kentucky, and we currently produce 160 acres of row crop, including corn, wheat, and soybeans, and 15 acres of dark-fired tobacco.
By Christian County standards, that's a fairly small operation.
We're starting out small, and I'm kind of working my farming operation in conjunction with my full-time job on a local farm with hopes to expand in that direction and increase our acres as we go along.
The contest recognizes those who exhibit the strongest management skills and consistent financial growth.
It does require pretty good management of time and resources to have both of us working a full-time job and then operating our farming operation as well, and also managing employees for the tobacco operation all at the same time. It's a little bit taxing, especially on our time at certain times of the year, so you do have to have a good set of management skills to handle all that.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Doing the most with what you've got and doing it smart is part of the formula that Michael and Jill Harton utilize to make it into the finals of Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition.
We're operating about 175 acres, and of that 175, we own 70 acres where we live, and I've built two new dark barns and housing for H2A workers, and they're located, of course, on the land that we own. But we hope to purchase more land in the future.
Harton says they started small, but they're doing well, doing what they have to do to get well-positioned to do more in the future.
My start in agriculture is, a little bit non-traditional or unconventional. I didn't necessarily have a farming operation that my father had or something just to walk right into, although I had gained a lot of knowledge about farming through my grandfather and my uncle who farmed, and I helped them during high school and college, and I guess that's where I gained my interest in farming and my start.
Contest winners to be announced in early December. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.